Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. The voice is back. The voice of freedom. The voice of one laughing in the wilderness. Our topic at today is you can't be a Christian and a Democrat. You can't. No way. American naivete was created in the communist re-education system. All over the world, communism is growing, including among the useless of A. You want to spend 50 grand a year to see your son wearing a Al-Qaeda mask, throwing the furniture through a window, pooping on a cop car, and then you're going to let him stay on your insurance policy until he's 26? And what are you, the sugar? Unbelievable. Yes, son, stay in the basement. We'll throw you some sharp cheese. You just go down there and create a whole terroristic atmosphere. Yeah, and don't forget the weed. Get the free weed. And your college tuition is going to be paid. As soon as Hillary's elected, everybody's getting free tuition. Well, guess what? Hillary did not win. Hillary lost a big time. Hillary flip-flopped and flopped again. Yes, and it's all the FBI's fault. If they hadn't told the truth about me, the suckers would have been in my camp. Yeah. Okay, let me not digress. Today, France will vote communist. It is really sad. Do you know the classic picture of France that sticks out in my mind? There's a guy in a suit on the streets of Paris, and he's crying like a baby, just like the Democrats did when Hillary threw the election. He's crying like a baby as Nazi troops go and goose-stepping by. You never want that to happen to you. And here's the sad part about the French Revolution. The French killed all the wrong people. There was nothing wrong with cake. Everybody could have had a nice piece of cake. But they built the guillotine. And with the guillotine, they executed all their enemies. And when there was none left, they looked around for new ones. And eventually, the guy who used the guillotine the most was executed by it. I think his name was Robespierre. Yeah, that's what happens. So the French killed the wrong people. And now they're trying to get out from under communism, but they can't. And they are now going to be subject to a terror. They're going to get a lot of terror. Aren't you glad we have President Trump? He's not going to take that BS. He's not going to take that. I have never seen. I go AOL. I check my. I'm an AOL guy. I, even though it's even though it's communist. I was born into AOL, so I stay with them. And I see all their blogs and the bloggers. And all the bloggers are from losing areas that couldn't elect Hillary. And you ought to hear the nastiness of them. You would never think they were human beings. And speaking of human beings, guys like Claudette Colbert, John DeMonkey, Jimmy Himmel, yeah, all of these NBC, CBS lackeys. If I don't say this, I won't get a promotion. I'm going to God for $2 more a week. Anyway, okay, let me go back. Let me not digress. So, today France will vote communist. Who endorsed them? An American communist. The worst president this country ever had. And I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, black people. But you sent us the biggest piece of you know what. And you ought to be ashamed of yourselves that you let this guy railroad an entire nation. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And don't call him the first black president. If he was ice cream, he'd be half vanilla and half chocolate. He'd be vanilla fudge. He's a vanilla fudger. And he fudged up this country big time. From the Fort Hood massacre, which he classified as workplace violence, he needs to be on the 80th floor going back to 911. And you see how he classifies things then. Yeah, his dying words would have been those effing Muslims. So, any demonstrator with a face mask or a scarf is a communist terrorist. They should be arrested and sent to prison after we learn their backgrounds and backers. Over the past 50 years, the label communists has been intimidating Americans. Most Americans, none of the so-called conservatives can say the word communist, that they poop their pants when they have to get close to it. They'll call them anything but communist. They're afraid because you know why? Because they're going to get smacked with the McCarthyite label. I happen to like and be a big fan of Joe McCarthy. I think there should be shrines for him all over the country with candles underneath his picture because he was the only guy that fought communism in a country riddled with communists. Did you know at Los Alamos the Soviets had spy cells that were communist, the spying on other spy cells and that were communist? We were totally infiltrated. We'll always be infiltrated because we got too many enablers that bring in traitors. Our biggest enemy is not Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Our biggest enemy is the American voter who is a Democrat, who's living in another world. You can't be a Democrat and a Christian. Over the past 50 years, the label communists have been intimidating Americans with are labels like racist, homophobe, McCarthyite, and the best one is right-winger. Did you ever look up the definition of a right-winger? Did you know what the communist definition of right-winger is? A Christian. Do you know what the communist definition of an extreme right-winger is? Billy Graham. Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and the Pope. Except they think the Pope's one of them now, so they're laying off. But as soon as the Pope says something anti-communist, they'll be out after him. Yes, they'll have witnesses. They'll have they'll bring out the 27 hookers. Okay, it's time for a break. And what do you think we're breaking with on this May, the month of May, when we remember our veterans, those that less than 1% that gives their lives, and the cops, and let a handful of criminals label all cops killers. That is a mortal sin, and you have to tell it in confession. Dedicate that to all American troops serving in the Hindu Kush, because that's the Star Spangled Banner that they like. And I'm also dedicating it to every GI, every Vietnam vet who was betrayed, abused and betrayed by Americans. I happened to come across, it was Ali North, I think, and he had a little tribute to a guy who was a Korean POW. And you have no idea. I have no idea how the Koreans treated the Americans. You have no idea. You could not take it. You would go crazy. And he was 13 miles from the 38th parallel. And he killed his guard, and then they lured another guard into the compound, and they killed that guard, and then they escaped and finally reached freedom. But what bravery. You know what it's like when a guy is beating you up every day and you're waiting for an opportunity to escape? So they gave this guy a Bronze Star. A Bronze Star. Do you know that that jerk from Connecticut, that the dopey Connecticutians sent it to Washington? He was an attorney general. He got caught lying about his military service. I was a Marine in Nam in combat. And then he had to eat it all. Yeah. So you know what the jerks in Connecticut did? They promoted him to a senator. And now he's there screwing the country for the state of Connecticut. What a bunch of fools. And I got a picture. He's on this show tonight. Who is he next to? Al Franken. Al Franken is the second life replacement of Leventi Beria. Al Franken, if that guy has a heart, it's rented. It's unbelievable. And he stole an election. And when the communists tell you that Trump didn't win the popular vote, that he lost the popular vote by 2 million, all you got to say is, yeah, 2 million illegal votes. That'll get him going. Okay. I was thinking of something to tell you, and now it's gone. But it'll come back to me. Jesus says you cannot serve two masters. You will hate one and love the other. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I grew up in Harlem. I grew up when the neighborhood was not classified as a ghetto or underprivileged. It was a poor neighborhood. I had a $2 pair of sneakers. Johnny O'Connell had a $2 pair of sneakers. Jimmy Rahal had a $2 pair of sneakers, $2 pants, $1 t-shirt, and we were off. And we were big time. And we had more things to do to keep us out of trouble than the kids do today. I don't know what's gonna end up with video games. I really don't. Some of it's good. The internet is beautiful sometimes. You know, I can check the spelling on the word naivete. But there's also the devil's trap out there. So I grew up in Harlem. And the Catholic Church was very, very dominant in my life. My school that I went to burned down in the 50s. It was at the 187th Street and Broadway. So we had to scramble to find a school. So they found one on 125th Street and Convent Avenue. Imagine 125th Street had an avenue named Convent Avenue. It was called St. Joseph's. And most of the kids that went to that school were black. And they all wore uniforms. So we were bussed in. We were bussed in before integration. And we did pretty good down there. It was great. And then they built a brand new school for us back up in our neighborhood. And then we continued our education uptown. But one thing that amazed me was that whole area used to be Irish and down in Harlem. As a matter of fact, the headquarters for the Irish Echo, which is an Irish newspaper, is 125th Street and Broadway. My uncle used to tend bar in a bar called, I think it was called Macaulay's on 125th Street and Broadway. And he took the number. And he never wrote anything down. He kept it all in his head. It was pretty good. Pretty good. An Irish immigrant by way of Scotland. Worked hard. Got off the boat knowing he would never be going back. Worked his whole life as a bellman in the Hotel New Yorker. Read all the Harvard classics. And he was my role model. But as the Irish left at Harlem, the church didn't leave Harlem. The nuns and the priests didn't leave Harlem. They stayed with the community. And that's my point. Now I look at these gospel churches, and they stay with the community. And they have a strong love for Jesus Christ. How can you be a black and gospel participant and be in the party of death to little children? Do you know that Planned Slaughterhood executes 3,000 American babies a day? That adds up to 1.2 million a year. Do you know what the legal immigration count is per year? 1.2 million. As we kill 1.2 million Americans, 1.2 million wannabe Americans, are coming to this country legally. Those are only the ones legally. So I see these gospel churches and I see them trying to save the souls. The souls of the wretched. And here's the bad news. You have no idea what's coming in the way of drugs. The fools, the quick money makers, they want to legalize weed. The government wants it legalized so they can tax it. The Mexicans are not giving up the business. The Colombians are not giving up the business. They are coming here to take over your business. And you're going to get the offer, lead or silver. Colorado thinks they're opening up good times. They're opening up a hellhole. But it's not the weed. Weed is just like it's like training wheels on a bicycle. Weed leads to greed. And greed is for other drugs more powerful. And once you're hooked, you're hooked. Do you know what the recovery rate from heroin is? 1%. Now they got stuff that you'll never get off of. There's a book called Red Cocaine, written in the 60s, about the Chinese and Soviet invasion of the United States with drugs coming up from South America. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. My guess, and I already know this is happening in families, it's happened to mine. You know, you've been one of those guys, you know, all of a sudden they tell you, you know, you were driving under the influence, and now you have to go to a class, and you go to a class, and you're looking around at all the guys that are there, and you're going, I don't belong here. These people are animals. Right? That is you, man. You're looking at you. And the rehab, you see the ads for rehab now? Oh, come out to Monterey, California for your rehab. It's only $20,000 a week. Yeah. And they show a beautiful girl with her hair tousled. And she's getting massages. And she's getting face packs. And she's getting her addiction treated. That ain't going to be you. You're going to be standing in a clinic waiting for an egg salad sandwich, trying to get the methadone so you can swap it for heroin. You better get away from drugs, man. There's two places Americans got to get away from. They got to get away from drugs, and they got to get away from the Democrat Party of death to little children. Abortion is murder. Dress it up any way you want. It's like dog do. You can cover it with whipped cream and sprinkles. It's still dog do. So, having said that, the Democrat Party, which brought us to Nam, they brought us to Nam and they left us to die on the battlefield. LBJ says, I choose not to run, but I'm running. They're going to leave you to die just like they left us to die in Benghazi. And then they promised they will never run again. 10 minutes after Nixon got them off the hook, they blamed him for the entire Nam of war. They are the masters of blame and deflection. This party of death to little children, listen carefully, has no God, has no country, has no flag. They voted to burn it 40 days before 9/11, calling it freedom of communist speech. They threw God out two conventions ago. You can go to YouTube and see it. You can see the phony roll call that they did three times. And they chucked God out. And they called child murder choice. Choice for who? Can we put a mic in? Talk to the kid? Hey, they're going to cut your spinal cord in a few minutes. You're going to be thrashing around, then you're going to die. How do you feel about that? I don't like it. Now they're going into the baby parts business. They want to legalize drugs for tax revenue. And the more junkies, the more taxes. which leads me up to my personal opinion, the smaller the government, the safer the people. They hate the Star Spangled Banner and the Pledge. They worship guys like Colin Kaepernick for spitting on America with a race card. They go total Bolshevik when Tim Tebow takes a knee for Jesus. Separation of church and snake. The rebel flag was communist practice for the real goal, the stars and stripes. Then comes the cross. The ACLU, faking civil rights, was founded by a guy named Roger Baldwin, who was a communist. And the goal is to destroy God and country. Gospel blacks and Viva Cristo Rey Latinos must evacuate at the party of death. Vamos amigos, vaya conte fiesta. How many Latino candidates for Democrat president? None. They gave you two old white fogies collecting Social Security. That's the only candidates you had. The all-inclusive party, the great mosaic. Yeah. As long as it's white and there's only two of them. And I personally believe Bernie Sanders, he sold out his followers. He told them he was going to fight for them on the convention floor, and he never got there. But he did get to buy a third socialist home for $650,000. Yep, that's what the socialists are. One for all and all for Bernie. So, having said that, as I sip my coffee, gospel blacks and Viva Cristo Rey Latinos must evacuate the Parte de la Muerte. How many Latino candidates for Democrat president? They had none. We had 17. Not one. How many black candidates for president? Not one. Now, everybody will say that Everybody will say that we finally got a black president. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. He has more in common with white people than he has with blacks. Here he is. He's endorsing a French president. This guy.
Call from Cruci Arthur W.
Sorry about that. Phone call coming in. It's probably a collection. Probably a collection call. Okay.
Did you hang up your phone?
Yeah. I had to hang up my phone. The woman that runs the house, and she controls all incoming media. Okay, let me go back to where I was. Yeah, oh yeah, Obama, the first black president. I thought Clinton was the first black president. I see how easily you're misled. Oh, if Obama was ice cream, he'd be half chocolate, half vanilla. That makes him a vanilla fudge. He is the vanilla fudger. There are better people out there, my friends. You got sucked in. You really got railroaded. Yeah. First off, there's one rule you always got to remember. You are not a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority. You are not a minority if you're an American. If you don't want to be an American and you want to be a minority, go do your thing. But it doesn't fit in with the rest of our plans for a great United States. And you'll end up on the dung heap of humanity. Okay, so having said that, I'm going to play you the Democrat National Anthem.
down. He's the dirty boogie for me.
Okay, we're back. I get a kick out of the righteous people who are always looking out for the civil rights. And it's usually a white skinny communist is looking out for the civil rights of the black man. But I never heard him stand up and say that today at Planned Slaughterhood, 1,100 black babies will be cut to pieces. 1,100 black babies will have their heads cut off. And there's no one standing up for them. What was their crime? Being born? What was their crime? Being inconvenient? Oh, the communists will trot out the 1% rape and incest examples. And they'll take your mind off the other 99%. And those baby parts are being sold. And the money that they make on the baby parts, they donate to the Democrat Party. So it's a vicious circle. And now Planned Parenthood is funded by you. By you. And the taxpayer. That's not right. I don't want a penny going and cutting some kid's head off. It is really sad. And you know that Planned Parenthood was founded by Martha Sanger? And she founded it to keep the black population down. I just can't see. I can't see Jesse Jackson with a candle in his hand standing outside a prison where a murderer is being executed, and he is fighting for that one life. Yet he could go to any Democrat chop shop and count the baby heads in the buckets, and he won't light a candle for them. What does that tell you? Gospel blacks are the most important people in the black nation. They are more important than anybody else because they hold the key to freedom. And they need to get stronger. They need help. They need to grow. It's time to grow Jesus, because that's going to back our sanity. Okay. We'll give you a little church music.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, for I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, for I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to lead my burdens there.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can pray this name.
Oh.
Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can pray this name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray his name.
I need a church that don't mind praising the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yes,
I need a church where I can pray his name.
Oh, I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on.
Yeah. I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do.
Spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Amen.
Whew. Thank you very much. Let's do that last part. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
And yet, drugs got Elvis. Drugs got Elvis. You know how Elvis got started on drugs? He was in the army in Germany on guard duty, and he took pills to stay awake. I used to just go to sleep. And hope that I woke up before the lieutenant got too close. It's hard to stay awake on guard duty. It's the loneliest was the night. It's usually cold, and you're out there all by yourself. But that's what got Elvis. Michael Jackson, he got it with drugs. And the saddest one was Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston was happier at 11 and 12 years old singing for God than she ever was the rest of her life. What does that tell you? Pay attention to the important things. Get away from drugs, get away from Democrats. Okay. So, having said that, I'll give you another tune. And believe me when I tell you that there's no God in the Democrat Party. There is no God. They've been pushing him out for years. All this separation of church and snake all goes back to the Democrats. They work behind the scenes. They're sneaky. Just, you want to see the epitome of sneaky? I got a picture of Chuck Schumer. He's standing in front of a gas station, and he was complaining about the price of gas. And there's an arrow pointing to his head, and it says self-serve. He was complaining about the price of gas like he cares. You know, he's got 139 staff just to send out the Vote for Schumer stickers. It is really a terrible. You know, let me see if we can find a nice some Brazilian music. You like Brazilian music? I've got, I'll tell you what I got. I got Owa, Brazilian music. Best Brazilian tune. You want to hear that one? Best Brazilian tune? Or you want to hear Pepe Brazil? We'll do Best Brazilian tune.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no colo pra comemorar. Dança o meiozinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, te olhando cheio da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. Só pra te olhar. Ai, 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 ai. 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 Ai, ai,
United States is the land of opportunity. It is the goose that lays the golden egg. And you might have to work five jobs to get rich, but you can work five jobs and get rich. And that's the difference between us and other people throughout the world. I was in Kuwait right after we kicked Saddam out. And I was at the American Embassy. It was lunchtime. And at lunchtime, all the Indian workers that are in Kuwait, they skip their lunch and they go stand in line at the American Embassy to get a visa to come to the USA. They don't want to be in Kuwait. They want to be in the USA because that's where the most opportunity is. And I often joke and say, here we're waiting for Junior to turn 26 so you can get him off your insurance. And you're throwing sandwiches down to the basement and his weed allocation for the day. And there's a guy named Mukti Bar getting off Pakistani Airways flight to 104. And everything he owns is on his back. And he's got one cardboard box tied with the rope. And he's come to America and he's going to find a job tomorrow. It may be sweeping floors, but he is going to be he's going to have a starter job. And one day, he will be a very successful businessman in the United States. And the fools that are sitting around and blaming the government and blaming the country because they can't get nowhere will be his T-boy. That's the way life goes. So anyway, I just thought I'd give you that little heads up. We are different. We are Americans. The communists will tell you we're no better than anybody else. We're far better than the communists. We didn't rape 2 million German women on the way into Berlin. We're far better than the communists. We didn't kill 50 million people. We didn't take people out of gulags to put them on the front line and replace innocent citizens in the gulags so that they could continue to dig in mine. And that's what they do. I had a buddy of mine, a Russian guy, great guy. And he was going back to see his mother. And I said, how is it in Russia? He goes, it's very bad. He goes, you know, I refused to join the Russian army. I says, what happened to you? When you refused to join the Russian army, they put you in an insane asylum. They declare you mentally ill. I said, how did you do when you were in there? He says, I did good. I did everything they told me to do. He said, there was a lot of professors in there. A lot of intellectuals. I said, how did they do? He said, not too good. They give them something that cooks their brain. Germ warfare goes on all over the world. And drugs is germ warfare. Drugs is germ warfare. And the Soviets have been experimenting with Americans and their reaction to drugs since Korea. So, having said that, we'll give you another tune. Drugs, divorce, and Democrats. Those are the three big evils. This one is a tune about a guy who came to the United States from Ireland. And as soon as he got off the boat, he was recruited into the U.S. military, given a uniform, and sent to the Southland. I want to tell you something. The media. Oh, now I'm going to really tell you things. The media has destroyed the image of the South deliberately. They want a divided United States. They want Southerners hating Northerners and Northerners hating Southerners. All of these communist comedians like John the Monkey and Jimmy Himmler and Claudette Colbert, who was married to Ronald Reagan. No, I mean Ronald Coleman. These guys all attack the South. They mock it. They make the Southerners look dumb and having sex with their sisters. Isn't that what they do? That's a communist tactic. There's two great communist tactics, and that's destruction by false accusation and assassination by ridicule. And that's what the media does. Assassination by ridicule. So I just thought I'd tell you that. And now I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. Trump is president. Trump is great. Trump is going to do great things for America in spite of America. Trump is on your side. You ain't never going to get a friend better than Trump. And it don't matter what color you are, what size you are. It don't matter. Trump is for all Americans. Remember what I told you. Americans are the majority. We are not a minority. Only minorities are minorities. Americans are always the majority. So if you want to give yourself a label, give yourself the American label. Now you notice that Trump is aggressive in dealing with terrorists. So in Somalia, we lost one person yesterday. I think in Afghanistan, we lost three people. So that's four people that are now dead under Trump. Every one of those hit the news the minute the word got out, they were dead. They were on the front pages of the communist news networks. Now, when was the last time you saw somebody on the front page of the communist news network and killed in action? With the exception of Benghazi, which they couldn't cover up. With the exception of the CH-47 chopper ambush, which they couldn't cover up. No news. No news. The last time you saw a GI, it was under Bush. And they had his name, rank, serial number, and 10 mics in his mother's face asking the question, how do you feel now that your son is dead under George Bush? These are evil people. Communists have no rules, my friends. If you think you're dealing with a colleague, you're in for a rude awakening. He will cut your throat faster than ISIS. They are vicious. They kill babies. What's more vicious than that? So, the media had an entire blackout on everybody that Obama lost in Afghanistan. How many you think died under Obama in Afghanistan? Take a guess. Remember, you didn't see one. How many you think died? 2,000. How many you think were wounded under Obama in Afghanistan? Take a guess. 20,000. So the guy had 22,000 casualties, and you don't know about one of them. Now, why don't you know about it? Because they cleverly and deceptively labeled the GIs as NATO troops to be identified later. Obama covered up all his losses in Afghanistan. and many of those losses were bodies shredded by IEDs packed with Iranian copper lugs that Obama and flew the money in under the cover of night. And you're going to tell me this guy was good for America? You have no idea how close to slavery we were returned. You have no idea. You can't believe it. You refuse to believe it. You'll be... There's nothing I can do. I can't convince you. He was no good for us. First thing he did was he went to Europe and apologized for winning World War II. Then he bowed to the Japanese emperor. Then he bowed to the Saudi king. All this guy does is bow. And the bow breaks. And the baby did fall. Okay. So, some will say he's a devil, some will say he's an angel. We're going to close with Dixieland by Steve Earle. And I want to give a salute out to the Southerners. You had a disagreement. First off, you should know, only 6% of the Southerners, the Confederates, owned slaves. Only 6%. 3% owned the most. So the other 94% were just cousins and uncles and brothers who fought with their neighbors for what they believed in, which was states' rights. Don't let the communists paint any other picture. Check it out. Look up the history of the South. And that, after 5 years, they lost 350,000 and we lost 350,000. So you got 350,000 white boys from the North who died to set free 4 million blacks. And they never got credit for it. That's communist tactics. Never reward the truth. Always exaggerate the lie. And the other 350,000, 94% of them didn't fight for slavery. They fought for what most Americans fight for, the guy on either side of you, your buddy who's got your back. So, all wounds get healed eventually. We are now one United States, South and North. And we looked at the South in getting Trump elected. And they came through. Thank you very much. God loves you. So here's Dixieland, and we'll say sayonara.
Hell.